Hey, yo, we was having a ball, and, you know, they asked me to get on the mic, and they asked me, can I kick it? Word. Can I kick it? Yes, you can. Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the CW Clinic. My name is Chris, and I'm your host, and I'm still here, and today I'm going to tell you why to buy an Omega. Omega's a super cool brand. A lot of people hate on it because it has a lot to do with James Bond, but I will tell you, they're pretty great, and I'm going to explain to you why an Omega is a great option. So let's get into the show. All right, guys, today we're going to talk about why to buy an Omega. And the first reason why to buy an Omega is a lot of people don't realize that you're actually just taking your cash that you're hanging onto and putting it onto your wrist. Let's say you have a problem that you run into. Not only can you take the watch off your wrist, sell it, get the cash, and give it to whoever you need, but you could also take it off your wrist and hand it over to them for whatever value you guys agree upon. So with that being said, especially with these difficult economic times coming, it's a pretty good place to put your cash. It's also a pretty good place to be able to understand where your cash is in case you need it in an emergency. What a lot of people don't know is that special forces and special operation force, or the special operation community, these are all different terms, guys, wear timepieces like Omega in case they're in a jam. They could take their watch off their wrist, hand it over to whoever is going to potentially kidnap them or give them a hard time to persuade them not to, with the value on their wrist. Number two, Omega is a very low barrier of entry. All you really need is about $2,000 when it comes to Omega to get started with them. However, if your budget's maybe $3,000 or $4,000, can actually open up a lot of doors when it comes to different Omega models. One of my favorite models that's low barrier of entry is the Omega Seamaster Pro 300M. Great piece, especially in green. Highly recommend it. Very low barrier of entry. And the really cool thing about it is your money is safe. So let's say you spend $3,000 on a Seamaster Pro 300M, yet $3,000 is safe on your wrist. It's not really going to depreciate. It's not really going to appreciate, but it's safe. It's not going anywhere. If you ever needed that money out, like we've talked about before on this show, with the transfer of wealth, you could take that Omega off your wrist, sell it, get the cash out, or just hand it over in case there's a problem. Number three, Omegas, much like Breitling, Rolex, Audemars, Philippe Patek, and so on and so forth, Richard Mille, Hublot, are easily tradable. So let's say you spend $3,000 on your Omega, and in a year, you're ready to buy a Rolex, but you're not married to that Omega. So you call your friendly watch dealer and you say, Chris, I'm ready for my first Rolex. How much money do I need? And I say, hey man, I got this Submariner for 10 grand. You want it? Yeah, I'll take it. All right, I'll take that $10,000 in cash then. And then you say, well, I have my Omega that I spent 3 grand on. Can I trade it? And your friendly neighborhood watch dealer says, yeah, no problem. I need your Omega in $7,000 because your Omega is worth three. And you take your Omega and you take $7,000 and you've offset your investment into the Rolex. So you trade your Omega and 7 grand and you get a Rolex in return. Omegas are very, very, very tradable, just like every other brand. But the cool part is, because of the low barrier of entry, Omegas are traded very often and often for Rolexes. So it's a good start. It's a good start in the game, and it's a good way to get started when it comes to timepieces because they're super tradable. Okay, guys, that's why Omegas are super cool. If you're looking to get into an Omega, I would highly recommend the Omega Seamaster Pro 300M. Don't forget to share this show with your friend, drop a review on your favorite broadcasting platforms, and I'll catch you next time.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm born.
Born, then.
Can I kick it? To my tribe that flows in layers. Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe.